Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game, River Island's guest line. Here he is, the great Steve Young, joining us. Hey, friend, you're the best. How are you, man?
How are you doing, buddy? Great. How are you doing, buddy?
We're doing great. I was just thinking about how, like, okay, so when the Chiefs played the Niners in the Super Bowl, Joe Montana sent out that thing with both jerseys, and he's like, I can't lose. Are you going to do the same thing with the Niners and Bucks getting together this weekend?
What? Shut up, bro. That is crazy.
That's
dude.
So crazy.
Bring that up.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Man, like, there's no confusion here. My gosh. I spent a long, long year there, and the culture of the place was terrible, and the guys were great. And I loved the guys, but my gosh, that was a painful experience. But I will tell you, it's funny. I played the one full season. We were 2-14. And the next season, I'm with the 49ers, and we go down to Tampa to play, and in 1987, and I get down there, and the PR director for the Bucs, who I'd kind of gotten friendly with, he said, "Hey, you don't realize this, but you were voted the MVP of the Bucs last year." And I'm like, "That's kind of weird. I'm not really sure to think about that
right.
Because we were 2-14. Like, I don't know about that." He goes, "Yeah, we want to give you the trophy at halftime. Could you come out and receive it?"
No way.
And I was like, I'm going to be in a 49er uniform. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing seems really odd. And yeah, there I was halftime. Like, hey, take a bow.
There it is.
2-14.
Well,
where is that Buccaneers MVP trophy now, Steve?
Oh man, it's in a pile somewhere. I don't know. We have to dig that one out.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Steve Young here on 95.7 The Game. And the reason, one of the reasons why we're thrilled to have you, of course, we're always happy to have you, but it's the idea of Mac or Brock and Brock or Mac. And when you're in that spot where, you know, Mac was highly drafted, not as highly drafted as you, but you feel like you're kind of the guy, and then you go out there and you do well, what does that do when you eventually have to kind of go back into that that baseball cap mode?
Well, for me, I'm not like, I think it's important to distinguish how I felt about it and how, you know, it's a different time, a different place. So you got to remember, it sucked. Like, I didn't want to, that's not what I, it's strange as it was, Bill Walsh had presented an opportunity that Joe had multiple back surgeries and there was this opportunity to play. And I told Coach Walsh, look, I hate to hear that about Joe, but if there's an opportunity, I would love that. And no better place than in San Francisco would be amazing. But like, I want to be clear. I got to go play. And I've always played. And I said, I'd rather go to law school than not play. And then he's like, no. And so then I get there, and I've told this story many times, but just in case you haven't heard it, first practice, I'm out there, the 49ers, I'm nervous. I got, stuff given to me, Ted Walsh gave me all the shorts and the shirt and the shoes and everything else. And I'd never met Joe. And then, you know, waiting to, and I don't know if he's going to be there. I mean, maybe he was in surgery. I don't know. I know. And out, and then I remember Bill was out there, Coach Wallace was out there, and we were warming up, and then Joe came jogging out, and I'm like, my first thought, the second I saw him, was like, that dude is not hurt. that dude is not hurt. That dude is good to go. And that began a six-year odyssey. So how I felt about it is just really different than anything that's going on today. But yet, I got the best advice I ever got from a coach that in the middle of all that mess and all the frustration that said, Steve, I know you want to start. I know that's what your expectation was, but you'll never be a starter until you learn the lesson that if you want a job that you don't have, you better become the best in the world at the job you have. And so it was really a sea change for how I saw the job of a backup, because I kind of spit it out all the time. I hated it. It was like you throw open your mouth kind of stuff. And I had to learn the truth. Is that if you really want another job, then be the best at the job you have today. And I thought it's been true my whole life, really. And that's why I did kind of start to believe that, okay, what would that look like? How would I prepare? I prepare different. I prepare like I was going to play every week. And how could I help Joe be the best that he can be? How can I, like, that's the job. And so I think once I did that, it really made me feel like I was at least, you know, in it and contributing and really on the ball, and it helped me when it did transition. It helped me a ton that I'd done that work. So anyway, that's a long story for how I'm a little bit different than the guys that are going today. But for Mac, he came and they told him, you're backing him up, you know? And so he said that over to you guys, and almost too much, right? Like, Mac, like, you don't have to keep, you know, you can say, hey, I'm awesome. And, you know, I'm good. And I'm playing hard, and I'd love to keep playing. Like, it doesn't hurt anybody, but he's really respectful, and I love that about him. But the thing that can't change is how he's played, and how he's played has been very inspiring. And so that fact is a fact. And so it's in the locker room knows it. They've been inspired by him, and doesn't take anything away from Brock. It might make things more awkward, but it doesn't take anything away from him. And I've always believed that awkwardness and creative tension is a positive. So I think it's going to be hard for Mac to ever go back. Like, he's now tasted it. And if it's not going to be in San Francisco, I pray he doesn't go to, you know, don't make me list them, but there's 20 of them, places where I would not want to be. And that he can find a place that can give him this opportunity to see how good he can get, because this is the ultimate place for that.
The great Steve Young is with us here on Witherden Dibbs 95.7 The Game. I mean, Steve, you just detailed it. I mean, the quarterback controversy you lived was the all-time quarterback controversy. I think I know how you'd answer this, but I'd love to back up and just get your response to, is there anything that even resembles a controversy, or how would you describe what's currently going on?
It's awkward. But it's pleasantly awkward, right? It's like everyone involved is going to behave and do things good. Well, they're not going to. It's a good locker room. It's a good quarterback room. But it's just inevitable I think the awkwardness brings out the best in both of them. Mac will support Brock 1,000%. Brock will support Mac 1,000%. That's just who they are. And so the awkwardness is going to be to the benefit of the 49ers. They just have to withstand all of the chat and the chitter chat that goes on. That's going to make it harder. It makes it hard to, because it's going to, every day they're going to try to make it controversial, something that's toxic, something that derails the success of the team, derails our ability to go win a championship. And they'll just make it feel and sound terrible, and people just have to live through it and say, no, it's not terrible, it's awkward, but it's creative, it's positive, and we're getting the best out of both of them. And they're just gonna have to shout that back at all the places, because I think no matter what, people will try to get under people's skin and try to peck at it and make it a problem.
Yeah, and thank God for the chatter. Otherwise, Mark and I would be out there delivering milk. I might be a no doubt. And oh man, God, the chatter we needed. I wonder though, Steve, about the way you look at it and the whole idea of ride the hot hand, because Mac right now is hot. They're winning. If Mac wins again and Brock is healthy, do they ride the hot hand, or do they go back to the starter?
It just depends on health, right? Because, and then again, these are John Lynch doesn't do this for free, right? Kyle doesn't do this for free. These guys are the best in the business, and these are the quality problems that you get yourself into very rarely. And it really depends on how you want it to be. Like, it's very obvious that you've made this huge contract for Brock, and that's got its own statement and truth. And then we also know that Kyle loved Mac from the beginning. And so there's that connection that they've had, and that's now flourishing. And so to me, it's at one level, it's a business. And part of the business is keeping the locker room together, going to win a championship, and then long-term, viability. So it's like it all, and the idea that you don't constantly kind of put your finger in there and figure that out is probably a mistake. And so I think, odds are very much so that Brock is in a place where he's going to be able to play, and Mac will probably be forced to go somewhere else. And that's probably the odds on situation. And yet, I leave it to those guys that make all that big money to figure out what they want to do. Because I think, and it really depends on Mac, right? Because we know Brock. We can count, there's things that you just, to me, when Brock suits up, I know what I'm getting. And it's a lot, right? And Mac, we think we've gotten some great glimpses into what Mac is, and the toughness and the ability to deliver the football and all that stuff. But he doesn't have as much clarity, and every week's more and more clarity, but that does make it a little bit uneven fight for Brock, because he's got so much time with us and we know who he is and we like it, and we want more Brock. And what's funny, what's happening is like, we want kind of more Mac too. And that's what I said before. It's awkward.
Steve Young with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Steve, this is putting the cart before the horse, I get it, but you've mentioned twice about the idea of Mac going somewhere else, and he's on a 2-year deal. So I'm wondering, let's say he does just, compile a few more wins, then Brock comes back and the Niners do whatever they do. Is the tension you're talking about something that's still there in the offseason? Do the Niners just keep him, or do they owe it to him to get him somewhere else?
To me, I think the awkwardness brings out the best in both of them, because they're not toxic personalities. And and I felt the same way in my situation. Like, what did the 49ers get? They got the best of both of us, and it was awkward, and it was painful, but my gosh, it was like all we had. And so in that way, I feel like Brock and Mac would respond to that tension in a really positive way. So my opinion, if I was the general manager, despite, again, the awkwardness, I think I get the best out of both of them. And then it's on me as the leader of the, kind of running the team, how I distribute that, right? How do I clarify that? I mean, the more clarity you give, hey, Brock's our starter, Mac, you'll play if he's hurt or something goes haywire. And then, because the problem becomes, we don't want to give clarity. We're going to just let it play out and we'll see week to week. And that leaves the locker room in a really tough spot. So, but I don't, I'm not against maintaining the best possible, tandem. And that would be Brock and Mac together. And I think it can be to the positive of both of their games, and to the 49ers if played out right.
Just going back to 1987, Steve, this was before players demanded to be traded or even the word got out. How did that go where you guys go 2-14, and clearly Tampa was in a world of hurt ever since they got founded 9 years earlier? How did that all play out to where all of a sudden you were on the move to San Francisco?
I'll try to cover it quickly. So I had developed a relationship with the owner. The owner was a very quiet, reserved, awkward.
Did we lose him?
Know anybody. So there I just is. Picked up and we talked. And so we got to be communicators. And we tried to, we both recruited Bo Jackson famously with great nothingness, and he told us to shove it, like we were going nowhere.
but we kind of did that together. So it's like we built a little rapport. And so when I finished my one season, my one full season, they changed coaches, and Ray Perkins came in. And Ray Perkins, the first meeting, he did this weird thing where he told everyone what he wanted everyone to weigh. And you know, when he showed up at training camp, and he was reading off everybody's name, you know, and then he gets to Young and he goes 195, and I'm like, 195, like I haven't been 195 since I was in 11th grade, bro. Like yeah. That doesn't make any sense. So I went up to him afterwards, like, Coach Perkins, you know, almost is basically the first time I've met him. I go, hey, I just want you to know that, you know, 195 is going to be almost dangerous, and he looked at me, he lit me up. He MF'd me and told me, like, don't worry about nothing. You know, like, don't you realize I hate scramblers and I hate lefties even more? Whoa. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And so I knew that things were not off to the right foot. And so then they traded me to the Cardinals, called me. Ray Perkins calls me and said, hey, traded the Cardinals, and hung up, you know. And I'm like, so I called Mr. Culverhouse. I'm like, Mr. Culverhouse, you told me I was your quarterback for life. You know, you and I were like in this together. Now I'm getting traded to the Cardinals. Like, you can't send me to the, I mean, if there's one place worse than the Bucs, it's the Cardinals. Like, bro, come on. And he nixed it. He went, called it up, nixed the deal, and called me back and said, look, I give you a week to figure out what's best, and let me know. And then Eddie and he made a deal where they did a Charlie Finley thing for money and draft picks and figured it out, and Ray Perkins was super pissed, and Mr. Culverhouse did me a great solid. So that's how it all went down.
Wow.
Great story.
What a story. Yep. Unbelievable. Steve Young with us on Withered and Dibs here, 95.7 The Game. Steve, I want to go back to what Dibs was asking you with regard to the whole hot hand thing, and I wonder if you've noticed anything. I know fans are always going to talk, but there's so many fans who seem eager to continue seeing Mac. Do you think this experience has brought maybe out from the weeds some sort of, like, I don't know if it's distrust or whatnot from the fan base with regard to Brock?
Well, Brock, you know, was elite in 23, and last year was hard. It's hard on everybody. I mean, I bet Kyle would say, I was kind of 6-10, and Brock was kind of 6-10, and a lot of players were missing, and it was like all this stuff. But what happened is both Brock and Kyle, and the personalities, I'm gonna do whatever I can, and so you overdo it, you know. And you could see him trying to do too much, and that caused him to start to make mistakes that he wouldn't normally make. And so the mistakes through the year, and that's what you saw this season a little bit, was we were throwing a couple interceptions a game, and last season was a lot more mistakes. Then it feels like there's a pattern emerging, and injury's a part of it, and the team that's available is a part of it. And so that's the rigor of being the big paid starting franchise quarterback. That's like, welcome. That's, you know, that's where you are. That's who you are. That's what you are. And so that's part of the challenge, right, is that you have to live those shoes out when you're going through all the ups and downs. And now Mac, in a very short time, has played inspiration. Like, you watched him in the Ram game limp around and make the throws and bring them back and make the scores that happen, and they're hard. You know, in the NFL, especially on the road against the Rams, which are a very good team, you're like, I left that game like, dang, man, it's freaking, I'm going to go get a 10 jersey and keep this up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's nothing, again, that's nothing to do with Brock. That's just an emotional response to knowing how hard the game is and how somebody's playing inspirational football for your squad. And so that's, again, that's the awkwardness that you just have to kind of take in. It's okay. It's okay. And it doesn't have to be zero-sum game. We can find abundance in here. We just got to talk about it the right way. We got to respond the right way. And fans can feel a little conflicted because Max on the field, winning game, you know, division games on the road, and kind of inspiring us. So it's not, again, it's not, like, I just refuse to allow the dilemma and the creative tension and the abundance of the situation. Two guys are playing great football for us to make it be, you can't turn it negative on me. You can't turn it into something toxic or transactional where you're going to make me have to choose somebody and make someone else a little, like, I'm not doing it. And I think that's the challenge that Kyle has going forward. And look, it's week to week. You know, if somebody has a terrible game, it makes it even more intense. And if everybody keeps playing great, it makes it easier. But it's okay. But it has to be handled really well. It'll be handled really well with Mac and Brock. I know that. I'm not even worried about it. No problem. I think it'll be handled really well with John and Kyle. I really have high confidence in that. And I guarantee the fan bases are just, it's going to be wild.
Yeah.
It's going to be wild, you know, in a positive way, because whoever's on the field's playing pretty freaking good.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. So I refuse to go down the rabbit hole of finding why this is a terrible thing. This is terrible for the 49ers that we have quarterbacks that are playing great. That can't be true.
That's well said. Do you have any concerns, though? Let's talk about just the physical thing that Brock is dealing with. Do you have concerns there? What is your experience with turf toe and what this might mean for him rest of the year or even beyond?
Yeah, I've had slight turf toe. Nothing that ever got the ligament really kind of pissed. Like, I've never...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Had that. So, but I can tell you that the guys that have, it really depends. Like, look at Joe Burrow. Like, you can do things to it where that ligament is like, sayonara, bro. I'm not coming back. And so obviously he hurt it again, which is so typical. Like, how do you stay off your big toe?
Yeah.
Like, other than lay down, right? Like, there's no way. And so that's the challenge. And so I think what we learned about the last time we played him a couple weeks ago is let's try to get this, especially if Mac's playing well, let's try to get this to a place where we don't have to have this back and forth for the whole season, because it's very possible that 2025 ends and we go the retrospective in February and we'll say, God, man, what a rough season for Brock. It never got right. It never happened. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we just don't want. And we're in a situation where maybe we don't have to. And so that's why you got to play out. And I have no idea whether he can come back full speed next week or not. Like, you just have to play it out. But the toe itself and putting pressure on it and that ligament and going and playing again, I don't know where they play next. Whether they go off to Tampa, do they come home again?
Yeah, home to Atlanta.
Yeah, and then go back on the turf anytime. That's why, like, it doesn't, playing on the grass doesn't make it all better, but it does make it less than catching on the turf again and having it just jam you up. But yeah, we'll have to play that out. But again, I don't want the retrospective to be, man, Brock never got right. Like, that's not cool.
Steve, will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64, I'm being told you have a birthday tomorrow, no. Steve Young.
Don't even try it. Don't even go.
It happens, Steve.
It makes no sense. It baffles the mind. So I'm walking around living in like a little fiction land that I'm 50 and I'm dominating. Like, I'm just going to live. I just know what else to do. Like, I'm running around. I ran my 4 miles today. I'm going. So, like, I don't know. No. Yell it out. Scream it out. I can't tell you. Maybe I'm
who knows?
Pollyanna.
No, you're crushing it because my partner actually turned 50, and I'm between he and you. And so I was so happy that he finally turned 50, and I was doing my research for this, and I realized that you are where you are. And I'm like, oh, my, if he's there and I'm there, we probably shouldn't talk about it, Steve.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All I do know is science is not on my side. Entropy, effing entropy is like, I looked in the mirror yesterday and it's not going well. It's like it's going the wrong direction and it's not going to change. So we're just going to battle it out, be graceful, love it, and let's move on.
Yeah,
and
gravity's like
my dad, who turns 90 this February, he always told me that you have to have a dream. A dream is a less than 1% chance, but you always have to have a dream. And so I asked him recently, it's okay, what, Mr. Big, what's your dream? He goes, 110. And I'm like, all right,
okay.
Let's go. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Are you doing something special, by the way? Are you celebrating?
No, just we have a big school, like one of the families, and we're doing an Indian-themed big party tomorrow night. And so I have my awesome get up, you know, like the Bollywood get. I'm like, I'm ready. Like, I got it all going for tomorrow night. Big
I love
party.
It. Awesome. I love it. Steve Young here on Willard and Dibs. Hey, one more thing before you run, and it's this, because these situations, again, yours so different than this, but how does it affect an entire locker room? Like, what do you think the other players are thinking right now about this whole situation?
So you have to educate the locker room. The key is that you have a mature locker room, a self-policing. We've had that for the last 6 or 7 years. The leaders in the locker room that won't allow the agitation or the anxiety to start to affect the guys. And that's going to come a lot from the communication from Kyle and from John. And so all that, and we have the people. John's the right person, Kyle's the right person, and the leaders in our locker room are the right people. So we've got all the ingredients to handle this really well. The problem comes is if somehow it's not communicated well, or it's left to have a vacuum of information, and people start to fill it with guesswork and anxiety. And then once the anxiety hits in the locker room and the leadership can't kind of quiet it down, then it starts to, that's where the distraction comes. And that's hard. Now that doesn't mean that awkwardness in my mind is not distraction, right? Awkwardness is some tension, but I call it creative tension. I don't call it, you know, anything else. So it's like, it's a fine line. But again, I refuse to make it a negative. Like, it's awesome. It's a quality problem.
Yeah.
And I would, any of us would love to have only quality problems in our lives.
Well, right? I think you should feel that way about turning 64. Oh. It's a quality problem.
Yeah.
It's quality. Yeah. Quality. Happy. It's awesome.
So great.
Happy birthday, dude. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
I'll see you guys.
Okay, see you later. There he goes. Steve Young on Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
Say that again.
Steve Young. Extended Steve Young.
Steve Young,
here,
bro.
On 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.